Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Just like that, we're back. Welcome, everybody, to Lads to Dads. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You have a good Christmas, mate?
And bloody-tastic.
Well, did you spoil your daughter?
I did. I got to have my daughter this Christmas, so it was brilliant.
That's a touch, isn't it?
Yes.
So you spent the whole time building little toys and building stuff like a normal father would, or did you do anything extravagant this year?
I put her in the garden.
Fair play. So did you have a good Christmas, eh?
Yeah, it was good. We just, you know, cooked some Christmas dinner.
Yeah. What was that from in your house then? Because you're a bit different, aren't you? Was it whelks? Whelks and swordfish or something?
Well, it was. I thought, right, is she going to eat chicken and turkey? You know when you bins are a little bit...
No. For people out there, bains means children up north.
You know when your kids are just a little bit picky still?
Toddlers. Only a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, right, I know that she eats ham sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going straight with a ham hock. I got ham hock.
Fuck, go on then.
Covered it in cider. Didn't care. And then, Yorkshire's gravy.
We never had a single Yorkshire pudding with our meal.
You're joking.
Fucking disgusting.
That's not.
Well, we went down to the mother-in-law's, didn't we? And they only have Yorkshire with roast beef.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently that's the norm, but I'd have Yorkshire with any meal, wouldn't you? Macaroni cheese, pizza.
Hang on. So you're telling me they only have Yorkshire's if it's beef?
Yeah, because apparently that's the protocol, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. They're all, that's how they do it. So we had them over on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Because they're in our little bubble, and we made roast pork and gammon and 40 Yorkshire puddings.
Nice.
They turned their nose up at it. We only have this with beef.
I mean, you want to show them what we have in Yorkshire. We have full English in a Yorkshire pudding. Oh, mate,
that sounds unreal. But you have gravy on your full English, don't you?
Yeah.
We're finally back now.
We're having to social distance now and we're doing our episodes, and we can't quite, you know, share that same room like we used to until it's all over. But
yeah, because obviously Matt and I aren't in the same room at the moment. So it's a bit tricky, but when it all starts to blow over, we'll be back flying out the videos and stuff like that. So stay tuned, guys. Thanks for waiting around for us. We haven't forgot about you, and hopefully you'll like the new stuff coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a bit early doors, but I just want to, as we're on Christmas, I just want to inject a little bit of, I guess, negativity into the situation.
Why not? It's not been a negative year at all, is it?
Matt's mud. I've got a Matt's mud.
Let's have it. What is it?
It's a bit of beef I've got with Santa, actually.
Did you have Yorkshire's with it?
So, I don't know if you feel the same, but do you sometimes feel that Santa's a bit of a prick?
Getting all the credit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mate, does my head in.
Yeah.
Like, my stepson, he's 12 now, he knows, yeah. And he's like, well, what did Santa get me? What sounds like, mate, stop playing along. But yeah. Then, like, grandma will go, what did Santa bring you, Caleb? Caleb will be like, paddleboard, and bought me this, bought me a game, bought me all that. And I'm going, oh, me and Santa must share the same bank account, because it's only coming out of my bank account.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he gets all the credit. All the kids love it, don't they?
Well, I did a little workaround, actually, because I got absolutely sick of it. You know, Autumn was like, look what Santa got me. Mm. Look what Santa, oh, Mike, this is what I wanted. And she's got this new phrase where she was like, are you kidding? Right? She was having something. She was going, Are you kidding? Santa's gone and got me this. Oh, Santa's promise. His elves must have been written. And then in the end, I was like, I got
you
that
one. Hold on a minute, darling. I got you this. Yeah. Read the label.
I said, sometimes Santa gets some things. Santa makes a lot of the stuff, but then daddies and mummies get some of the things as well. I couldn't resist. We were about 8 presents deep, and I was real excited about buying them. And getting them, and every time Santa was getting this credit, and I don't know, I think this maybe says more about me than it says about Santa.
Yeah,
but
very self-centered.
Yeah, very self-centered, wanting all the praise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I ended up just cutting it short, and I said, "Look, yeah, Santa's got a few of these, but the good ones, Daddy got."
Yeah, Santa got you this piece of coal, yeah. And Daddy got you this Barbie set.
Santa does not have the manufacturing capabilities to.
I bet you the present I got, you told a Santa guy. Did you tell her your godfather got it? Or did you go, no, Santa got in that shit Barbie?
You see, I can see it inside you that you feel the same
Santa's
thing.
Santa's a prick. Yeah. I definitely agree with you there, mate. Santa gets far too much credit. And we, did you put anything out for Santa and the reindeers?
Yeah. So this is the first time I've had autumn over and I went traditional. Mistake, if anything, because...
What did you put? What's traditional?
Just mince pie, carrot, and... I put some almond milk because I'm lactose intolerant and I don't want to be shitting all night. So.
Well, you're not lactose intolerant. No, you just don't like sucking off cows.
I just don't like sucking off cows. So yeah, I've put some almond milk out and some,
mince pie.
Mince pies and carrot, which I had to then chew into a raw carrot to try and make it look like
Did you not just snap it off?
Nah, you've got to put bite marks and things in it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, because Rudolph's got the same teeth mark as you.
Well, yeah, I've got that.
You were known as Rudolph Mouth, weren't you?
I've got the creative license, as she's free. I've got the creative license to tell her.
Yeah.
Look, Rudolph's got a little mouth and far, far teeth missing. So, yeah.
Well, in our house, we went traditional. Mince pie, carrot, bottle of iron brew. Santa loves an iron brew.
You see,
because he comes from Scotland to our house.
Yeah, he goes via Scotland.
So he probably wants a little tipple.
You can see you've had the experience because you've put out things you like. Mm. You like the taste of.
Yeah.
And you can then say if Santa
likes it. If my boys gave a toss about it.
Ben, did your boys give a toss
about
it?
Absolutely not one fuck. So I got them to carry the mince pie onto the, put the carrot on there. Ronnie picked the carrot up, threw it under the tree.
Yeah.
I thought, well, Rudolph won't find it there, will he, Ronnie? So I got it, and then Ronnie threw the mince pie under the tree. I said, well, Santa won't find it there, will he? And then he walked off and was just asking to drink the iron brew. And me being the father that I am, on Christmas Eve, well, you want your kids to sleep, let them have a drink of iron brew.
Boss.
Came down, mince pie. It was one of these cheap co-op ones. It was rank, mate. I had a little nibble out of it. So I basically just punched it in the tin. You know, the little tin it is. Punched it. I took some bits away, put it in the bin, and I didn't bite the carrot. I just snapped it and left it on there, and I left the empty bottle of iron brew. Kids in the morning didn't even notice it. They weren't really asked at all. They just saw the presents. And the thing is, because Ronnie's nearly 2 and Theo's 3.
Yeah.
Theo sort of knew what was going on, so he was hyped.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, with all the COVID stuff, we couldn't have meeting up, so we were having people leaving gifts on the front door that we'd put under our tree, but we had nowhere to store them. And you can't leave presents around a 2 and a 3-year-old. They just want to open them, don't they?
Yeah.
So we're, getting phone calls saying, no, we're going to drop the presents around. They drop the presents outside. I've got to go out, open the car door, put the presents in there. The kids are obviously seeing what's going on. And then taking him up to bed, my wife was working Christmas Eve, long day. She came back about 8:30 at night. Then it was just present mode, bosh. So we got all the presents out, but me and my wife, we decided to give each other our presents on Christmas Eve because she was going to work. She's a midwife, NHS. She was going to work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, if we're opening our presents to each other, it's going to take a bit of time away from her seeing the kids open it all up. And plus, I couldn't wait to know what I got.
Yeah.
So she come back, had her presents on the side. I got 4 or 5 little gifts, got a nice little bracelet. Not a bracelet, I'm chatting up my ass here. I got some earrings and a matching necklace, some bits and pieces. I'm really excited for what I've got because I dropped loads of hints. Got none of the things I asked for. I've got Lynx Africa. Shock.
Yeah, because from what you told me, it feels, I mean, please do list them, but it feels almost like your wife's telling you to take better care of yourself. Please, what did you get?
So basically, I got an electric toothbrush, which I thought, my old one's broken. Thank you. followed by some face moisturiser and face revitalising cream. I thought, you know, might help in the mornings, because I get up early for work. Followed by teeth whitening kit.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by a book that says, "Shape yourself up, you ugly cunt."
Right. Yeah. Because that it feels a little bit like...
Yeah, so basically she's gone, "You need to upgrade yourself. You're looking a bit ropey."
Yeah. She's after a glow up, isn't she?
Yeah, wants... She can upgrade at the end of the year. You know, the 2 years is nearly up. Well, 2 years is up in May. She can upgrade to a new husband.
Yeah.
Take it down the old phones for you. Husband's for you. But yeah, I've got the old teeth whitening kit out, mate. As you can probably see, not really working. Thanks.
No, nice.
yeah, but got all that. And yeah, so now I was like, thanks for, you know, are my teeth that bad then? And she's like, no. You know, when they say too many no's.
Yeah, yeah.
It basically means yes. You know, the bloke off Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah.
No, yes.
Yes, yeah.
So basically, I was like, I've just been brushing my teeth 9 times a day. I'm really paranoid about it now.
I can't actually wait to see them in person, actually, and just see them blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be long.
No, because Zoom and things like that, it doesn't give you the best light, does it? So we did this thing. I don't know if this is a new tradition, but my mum sent her off with some reindeer food.
Yeah.
We sprinkled that outside the door and everything else. Oh, by the way, mum also sent her off with... I packed her off to her mum's with some presents, grandma and everybody else.
And what did you get?
A whistle. She packed her off with a whistle, and then she said, "Mummy said to blow that in your face in the morning." So I think there was a little bit of animosity that I was having autumn at Christmas.
But you know what you should do as a mature adult?
Yeah.
Is now send her back with like
an air horn.
Yeah. Maracas.
Yeah.
Every morning, shake this in Mummy's face.
Yeah. Yeah. But previous listeners might remember our previous episode where I went onto the Neighbourhood Watch group. And
mate, that's still kicking off Christmas Day. Someone's asking for a fucking plumber.
Well, this was more concern as I was spraying out these seeds.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Rats. Oh, all I was thinking to myself was, don't sprinkle too much because of the rats. So I was like, oh, that's it. They'll have lots to eat in that. You keep... Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, keep it going. But in my head...
Thank God I'm full of rats.
Yeah, I was like, rats. Just rats. So, yeah, we nicked that in the bud after two handfuls.
So what we've got to is, basically, we've got the negativity out of the way.
Well, yeah, it's done.
Sounds
now.
A prick.
Yeah.
We've chatted bullshit about presents, like everyone does.
Yeah.
So shall we move on to the next topic?
Yeah.
Which was, we came up with a brilliant idea, didn't we, Matt, about a motivational book that we were going to write. But for all the lads out there, and also the women out there, we watch a lot of football, don't we? We're really into our football.
Yeah.
And we come up with this idea that you could get any motivational tips and speeches from what happens on a football pitch, can't you?
Yeah.
You got any there, Matt?
Well, I was just sort of, you can make anything into a motivational quote with football, I think.
Fire one at me.
I'll just think of one off the top of my head.
Go on then.
Slide tackle life. But keep your studs down.
It works, doesn't it?
It works.
If you're throwing the ball to someone, always expect to receive it.
I could improve on that, actually.
Go on,
if you're throwing the ball to someone, make sure they can take it on the chest.
Would you rather take a free kick or a penalty?
No, that's the classic.
That's our one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
our
one.
Or just standard, get up, fuck them up, get into them.
Give me a situation, a tough situation, and then I'll create a football quote.
Right, I'll tell you what, we'll actually go one through real life. Because as you know, it's the first Christmas, me being teetotal, being sober, found it quite difficult.
Yeah.
So Boxing Day was hard, everyone was drinking wine and all that around me. But stayed strong.
Yeah.
What sort of thing would you give to me? Because, you know, if I rung you up Boxing Day, like, oh, Matt, I'm struggling with this. What would you give me? Like,
I'd say...
That's realistic. I would, you know, how I would get through this.
The first 45 minutes might be tough. But just remember, there's a completely different 45 minutes coming next.
That's what I needed. I should have rung you up.
Yeah. This is simple. It's still 0-0.
Still 0-0, lads. You're 7-0 up.
Yeah, that, I love that. In football, especially Sunday League, that is a quote of Sunday League when people are sat there and they're going, like, they're losing about 15-2 and they're going, Come on, guys, still 0-0.
The ball gets kicked in the air. He doesn't want it!
Me and my godfather went to see Hull City a while ago, and there's a few, like, new... Since he's been to football, there's a few new phrases that people, like, chant. And he sat there going, what the fuck is he on about? There was a guy sat next to us, and he was full of them, and he was shouting, second ball! Second ball! My godfather was like...
There's another ball coming
there's
on.
There's another ball. What are you on about, mate? There's only one ball.
Your godfather is the boy, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the LOL, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the LOL.
What a fucking kid that is.
Yeah.
Did you see much of your parents?
My mum and stepdad came down a couple of weeks before Christmas, before the lockdown happened.
Yeah.
Because they needed to check on the flat, so they thought they'd just pop and see me on the way.
Got a flat down here?
No, I just rents a flat for work. No, they did actually come to see me. They want just to see the flat, my mum said.
Obviously, over the Christmas time, like, you know, you show me a picture of your garden saying the garden's not really up to much.
Yeah.
So let's walk me through that process when you've got a gardener, because it sounds very, very different.
Well, as you know, I work away for a long period of time, so I ain't got time to do the garden. And when I'm back, I am back for a long period of time, and I have got every opportunity to do the garden.
But you're just too fucking lazy.
I'm too lazy, and it's got to the point where I think I've earned a wage.
Yeah.
Away. The garden's got out of hand. I can't bother to do that.
Mm.
Why not spend a little bit of that money I've earned getting someone else to do it? So I went on this local group, asked for some, if there was any gardeners out there, still inundated on my inbox, wondering if you're looking for a gardener still. Yeah, mate, it was about like...
6 months ago.
6 months ago. No, sorry, got one now. Anyway, so...
The one still that, looking for a gardener,
still,
sir?
Still need someone to mow your lawn, sir.
So, how old are they?
So the person came, and I don't want to sound stuck up or anything. But
no, come on, please do.
It was the person came, and I thought they were going to rob my house. It was this woman who, she looked a bit like a boy.
Yeah.
Full toes, full drenched in gold. And then she was just already there, just doing, like, getting stuff out of the car, doing everything by the time I got there.
Mm.
I thought, what's this person doing?
So she's doing what she fucking wanted to do to the garden.
She just did whatever she wanted to do, yeah.
Put a swing up.
Yeah, literally just came and she was like, and then she had a bloke with her. I'm assuming it was her bloke because of the way they were acting towards
each other. You weren't here yet. They were
I
wasn't
here yet. No, they were just
definitely had sex in your house.
Yeah.
So
he was like,
the gardener's had sex in your living room.
Probably.
With his boots on.
Yeah, probably. He's tended to our garden on my day. So
all this fluff was.
Yeah. So anyway, she came off. She had like beanie hat on, like full trackie with like tattoos on her hands. Mm. Love, hate, mum, you know, love her, mum. Arrow.
What, on her face?
Yeah, on her face. Mike Tyson tattoo on her face.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was like...
I fucking love gardening on her back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Visit my bush. Arrow down from her belly button.
So she was like, all right, mate, before we just make a start on it. So I was like... All right, okay, cheers. So I said, thanks a lot. Yeah, cheers.
How does she talk?
All right, mate, thought we'd just make a start on it. So I said, all right, cheers, thanks, mate. And then
did you call her mate?
Yeah, and then I realised my mistake and I was like, cheers, love. So then, but I didn't say that straight afterwards because it made it obvious and I just made it look like I call all women mate.
Yeah.
So, which you can.
Yeah, because you can.
Yeah, so I said, cheers, mate. And then I went in and I thought, I'd better offer him a cup of tea and stuff. So I said, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Anyone want a cup of tea?
You got any beers?
I just had a Jack Daniels. So I said, no, I'm... So the bloke is like, I just want a glass of water, please. I've just got a glass of water.
He's got no tea for
you. Yeah, so I said, all right, yeah, no worries. Just a glass of water if you need anything else. Do you want anything? She was like, yeah, a cup of tea, please. So I said, all right, okay. So I did her a cup of tea.
How many sugars did she have?
Did the classic. I said, how many sugars do you want? And she was like, none, thanks, I'm sweet enough.
Right? So of course she did.
So I was like, yeah, all right, okay. So I did that. Now, they did, I'll say it, I don't want to badmouth them.
Do it, mate. Oh, you
but I'll say they did a bang average job.
Was it shite, was it?
It was like, you know when you go to, it was enough. You know, like when you go to the hairdressers.
Yeah, and you just think, oh, just get me out of this chair.
And the cut, right, so I have my head shaved, like
yeah,
completely bicked
over.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you can go to a Turkish barber's and you'll feel your head and there's literally nothing. It feels like the skin on your dick. Yeah, it's literally just smooth as out, right?
But that's for the ladies out there. That's a smooth one.
I couldn't think of anything as smooth. It feels like that, like new skin.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, like your hands is just like, that's old skin.
Yeah.
You feel your hands, you can feel that.
New skin.
Yeah, it's not had as much exposure to the
not
to the,
yours anyway.
Not bad. Well, I don't have that much exposure to the outside. Well, it's, it feels just brand new.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But you can sometimes go and you can feel little bits of air that they've missed. Mm. That's what my grass was like.
Yeah, so a bit of tufties here and there.
Tufts, yeah, and...
Did you say? I bet you definitely didn't say anything, though, did you?
Absolutely nothing.
Fantastic.
I went, this is amazing. Thank you so much. It would have taken me such a long time to do this.
This is so good. Because you've said that.
Yeah.
This is the first time they were doing the best they could. Now they know that you've like accepted their
quality. They'll stay at that level.
Well, they won't reach out again. No. They'll just cut off your grass.
What I've done is I've done them a disservice because if I'd have come in and just said, you know, it's good, but could be better. Mm. They'd have called me a wanker, but at the same time, they'd have gone home and thought, how can I do better? But no.
They probably wouldn't have thought that.
No.
They probably would have gone,
I don't care, give me the money.
Yeah, give me the money.
Give me the money, you fucking soy.
Well, this is how it was different. This is why I'm bringing this up, is I actually saw someone before them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was double, if not triple, the price.
Yeah.
Now, I rang him up and I said, is there any way you can just do so? I feel a bit bad. You know, when you're asking someone to do your garden and stuff, because you feel a little bit like you're asking somebody to do a service and it feels a little bit like you're the... Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it.
Don't have a clue what you mean.
When you're saying, can you cut my grass, please? It feels a little bit like...
You can't be asked, or it's like a beneath you.
Yeah. 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 Like that feeling, and I don't want to say that.
You're arrogant.
I reckon. No, so I'm not genuinely, I don't like saying things like this, but I said, is there any way you could just cut the grass a little bit and do the bushes, trim the bush, just do this, I just need weeds done. Just anything else. And you know when you just sound a bit like a dickhead and you feel a little bit...
Can you not come in the house while I'm working?
Don't
thank
wear
you.
Your shoes anywhere near the door.
On. Yeah. Can you not, don't actually look at me.
Yeah. Don't stare at the crown the whole time.
I'm paying you, I'm the man.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, oh yeah, this is all I need to do. And he was a complete stark contrast. He said, but first I'll need to come and see the garden and make sure the garden's right for me and I'm right for the garden.
He never said that.
So then,
you come in and he's laying on your grass.
So yeah, he's sniffing.
Will you accept me, garden?
So I came and he's already there again.
Raining in the garden.
Sniffing the flowers.
Yeah.
So, you know,
was he a hippie?
It came back. He was a garden expert. He came and he used to be like a groundskeeper for some amazing mansion.
Yeah.
And he came in and he was like, right, so this is a very rare plant called something something. Mm. You look like you've got a bit of Japanese knotweed today. I was like, bloody hell, that's bad, isn't it? He said, yeah, it can completely destroy your foundations, but sorry, we'll get rid of it. This plant is a very rare plant, but it seems to just plant itself, you know, and he used all these words and stuff.
Did he blow you away?
He literally blew me away with his knowledge of plants. These other guys, right?
Just fucking cut him for now.
Literally, I came in the garden and I thought, this is a test of, you know, the difference. You know that real rare plant?
Yeah.
Just lawnmowed over it. He said, the previous guy was like, you probably get one of these every 15 years, right? So he's just gone, over the top of it.
Like, oh, I bet. I'm not cutting.
Oh, I've got really nice weeds in your back garden. Cheers. Thanks.
So I've got through Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, being sober. I found it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, not to a case like, oh, I need a drink or anything like that. Just like being constantly around it. You know what I mean? It's like if you break up in a relationship, not saying I was in a relationship with a drink or anything, but like if you broke up in a relationship and you're around, you know, your mates are always up, girlfriends always texting, you know, sort of like, fucking hell. And at Christmas and New Year's comes drink, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone says good food, good drink and all that. So, I knew it was going to be difficult and it was. Got through it. Quite happy about that. But then New Year's, you know, that's the year everyone goes out. That's the night everyone goes out. Being a bit, you know, being an adult now, kids won't do fuck all. So I think that'll be quite easy to get past. But going back, let's say 10 years, we used to meet, we'd go and play football. And I'd get all the boys, all kids and all that. We'd go meet at a football park. Or a football pitch somewhere, just have a massive kickabout. That's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we'd go to the pub at like 12.
Yeah.
Have some breakfast or some food. And we'd stay out from 12 all the way to see the new year in and some.
Yeah.
And we used to do that religiously for years.
That sounds good.
And like, it was just, but by like, fuck it. Like, I'm quite a big bloke, but I'm not a massive drinker.
Yeah.
I have a few pints here and there when I was drinking, but as soon as I hit onto the tough stuff, I'm legless in half an hour, all over the show. But I can't drink too many beers because I'll get gas. I'm putrid.
Yeah. do you know what I realised? Why I've never had a real amazing New Year's?
It's friends, isn't it? You ain't got many.
That's the problem. No, it's because I've always gone into it with this feeling of this needs to be like the best night ever. This needs to be
any climax, isn't it? Told you.
Yeah. And I'm starting to adapt that mantra with life now. You know what? Just enjoy yourself. Like, who cares if it's going to be good or bad or think about what could happen or what might happen. Just enjoy yourself in life.
Yeah.
And
you might lose the game, but go out there and enjoy yourself.
Exactly. There's your football on.
There you go.
I think the New Year's resolution again, ridiculous because what's the point in, you might as well just.
I don't know anyone that's done a resolution and kept it.
Yeah, it's just there to make you feel rubbish.
I can't get rid of mine. I've said mine years and years. Try and make my penis smaller.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't. I've been choking it.
And I've seen the trouble you have sitting down.
Constantly sitting on it.
Having to get special seats on airplanes.
I can't turn around too quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Put someone's eye out.
Yeah, yeah.
And kids use me as a skip rope.
And the amount of failed relationships because sex hurts.
Oh, God. Yeah. Not just them, me, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah. We have a rule on the ship, actually.
And this keep your cock in your pants?
No, this is what's happening because after a while, for some reason, blokes eventually somehow end up talking about penises. And we've done it here. And
we're back on a penis train.
Yeah, and what we have to say is, as soon as we notice it, we have to say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave this conversation because we're talking about men's penises again. And that's what we're doing here. I think we need a special buzzer or something. Every time we end up accidentally talking about dicks,
yeah,
we'll press.
Well, like I was saying to you before you immediately mocked me, that I feel like, you know, getting through this period with, you know, being sober now, being teetotal, I feel like I'm coming into, you know, as soon as I get a few more times out, like a bit more, I want to get a year under my belt minimum. Well, I want to get, you know, I want to get a lot longer than that, but I think the first year is the hardest. So I want to get that sorted and that will be happening next year. Get through like birthdays and another thing that'll be challenging mentally will be like, you know, God forbid, you know, relatives don't make it through. Like I've got some older relatives.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be tough. But I feel like I was saying to my wife the other week and she did the quite opposite of you. She like she put her arm around me and was like, oh, well, good on you, where you just sort of laughed.
Well, it's not that it's necessarily laughing. It's just phrases that you used.
Is it the way I said it? I feel like I'm becoming the best version of myself.
That's the one. It's just that, but I...
What would you have said to like lad it up a bit?
Well, I shouldn't have mocked it because I understand that you must feel like that. You must feel almost like a caterpillar coming out of its chrysalis and now you're a beautiful butterfly.
That's exactly how I feel it.
Yeah, so
how I would put it is an erection. I'm finally erect now, ready to enter the new world of pleasure and
just a life. Vagina.
Well, depends.
That's the only thing penises enter, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Other than the gap on my leather settee that I put butter in between, but that's a different thing.
Or a sandwich bag with some ham in it.
Yeah, or a jar with two pieces of liver.
Oh, we're back on cocks again. But I've not set myself a resolution.
Yeah.
But I have set myself a couple of goals.
Okay.
Basically, I want to compete in something this year. Because I used to do a lot of competing, like I used to do a lot of boxing, mixed martial arts, used to go to gym lots. I miss that competitive edge.
Yeah.
I've gone back to playing football, but
it's not cutting it for you.
No, it's not that. It's, you know, I used to play a good standard, but football was always like my second sport. Like football's my favorite sport, but I always used to excel better at like the boxing and the stuff like that. But I miss where I used to do what I liked about the boxing and the fighting and the, you know, all that sort of stuff. And the jiu-jitsu and that was the competitive edge, the psychological edge, the, you know, prepping, going for the early morning runs and stuff like that made me feel who I was. Like that made me feel brilliant. And a lot of my mental health issues come from like being like still in my mindset of who I used to be physically, but I'm not that person physically who I was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big pill to swallow. Like, you know, I was running 10Ks a day easy, like go to sparring, like, you know, going to the gym, lifting good weight, looking good. And that's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to adjust myself to that. Still thinking that's who I can be. Why am I not getting back there because of, you know, normal life, work and all that, and starting to get slide into a bit of depression about it.
Yeah.
But I thrive on competition. Like I love competing and I always want to be the best at everything. So instead of doing the, I want to lose weight and all that, like everyone wants to lose weight like on every day. So I want to set myself a goal to compete in something next year, whether it's like, but I'm going to throw myself in at the deep end because that's how I'll do best at.
Yeah.
Like when the chips are down, Big Ben comes through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the chips are down, Big Ben will always be around.
That's a great one. Yeah. So I want to potentially do maybe like a triathlon, maybe a marathon or something, or maybe
starting small.
Starting small, yeah. like a 3K.
Yeah.
But no, like something like that, or like a go and do like a Tough Mudder or a tough run, or
yeah,
go and do like an army obstacle course and all that sort of stuff, and just something to like look forward to, like, and train to, and because the sense of not sense of relief, the sense I used to get. I remember we used to like, you know, when we used to train to cut weight and stuff like that, we do so much working out and training and that, and then when you hit the scales and you reached your weight that you're meant to reach,
yeah,
it's like bosh, now I'm ready.
Yeah,
so I want to have that again, because I can't go out and start, you know, I'm not going to go back in the ring and start doing stuff like that, or go back in the cage, or, you know, get back on the mats and grappling. However much I'd like to, don't have the time for it. But if I could work in my own time, you know, in the evenings, running, going to the gym, or doing something as, you know, much I can, where COVID permitting, you know, it'd be nice to be like, right, you're 3 weeks now, I'm on the last like downhill towards my, you know, my event. Let's say it's a triathlon. Right, I'm ready. I'm just tunnel vision focused on it. Smash out of the park. Bosh, done for the year.
I'm gonna say something that's quite American myself, but it
hell
is,
yeah,
it is completely true. Like completely true. And that is, it's that formula, isn't it? It's goal plus consistency equals success.
It's consistency is key, isn't it?
Consistency. And like you say, when you say like you're trying to hit your weight for you fight or whatever, you only get that by consistently eating right and everything else like that. But then that feeling of achieving the goal because of the consistency, yeah, that's that feeling of
that's
success.
What it's all about. And yeah, where I was sort of lost mentally, like, right, the fighting stopped, hurt my knee. Then I was playing football, playing an all right standard, wasn't anything special. Then went and played like with my pals at like a little pub club, thinking we were the boys. And then it'd be like, training used to be like 4 or 5 times a week. Then it dropped down to 2. Then it dropped down to just wouldn't fucking turn up to training.
Yeah.
Just play football, put the weight on.
Yeah.
And then still trying to hold on to your past self of like the better shape. And people like, you know, you hold on to that memory of what it used to be like, but people see you as the now, don't they?
Yeah.
They'll go, fuck me, Ben's put on some weight.
Yeah.
Ben's in the pub again. Ben's having a kebab again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And trying to get my head around it all, it's taken me a long time to focus on what I want.
Yeah.
And you need to do that. You know, I don't want to sound selfish, but for me to be the best person in my family, because my family, like my kids and my wife, if I'm the best person I could be, my whole family benefit.
Self-care. Yeah. That's all it is. And that's got to look after yourself.
That's the main reason why I'm being teetotal.
Yeah.
Because I'm the best person. When I'm sober, when I'm not drinking, or when I've got nothing in my system, everyone's like, my family said, they're like, you're the nicest bloke. You know, when I drink, I can be an idiot, or, you know, I get too loud and, you know, some, you know, like all blokes, like tempers fly and stuff like that. Well, not all blokes, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, a lot of the reason why I was getting angry and doing stupid things was because of depression and...
We're happy with yourself.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And most of the times when blokes...
Men won't speak up. Men need to speak up and say this.
Yeah.
Because me just now getting off my chest makes me like, it just pushes me down the right path a bit more. Goes, you're working towards something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to benefit, not just for myself, but my whole family going to benefit. But even the other day, I just said to my wife, she looked really down. And I just said to her, I said, because how I've sort of understanding this process, what I've been going through, I just said to her, I said, the kids, I said, oh, just take, Caleb, you take your brothers in the other room a minute. And then he was like, what's that? I was like, I just sat down next to my wife. I said, is everything all right? Are you okay? Like, how are you feeling mentally? Yeah. And she went, I'm really tired. I just feel a bit down.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. I'd never have asked her that before.
No.
It's all based on how you look, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she like, as soon as I asked her, she went, no, I'm fine. I'm just a bit down. And then she started to open up about things. She's like, I'm really struggling. Like, I'm going back to work, Christmas. Like, I just feel burnt out. And she's getting all this off her chest.
Yeah.
And bosh. Not that she was like feeling hell of, she felt a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And then we got up, made dinner and carried on. But that's where I'm starting to understand. Like, you could be physically fit, or depressed and to the extent like because of how you look, if you don't talk about it and try and set yourself little goals or try and understand the process, you're never going to beat it.
That's what makes a good marriage and a good husband or wife.
Oh, I'm fucking brilliant husband.
No, but to be fair, it is like that to me, I think that's the epitome of being a husband or being a wife, to literally sit down with your partner and say, you okay?
But this is where I'd have never done that before
no.
because, or because I wouldn't have known that in myself. I wouldn't have accepted. I wouldn't have accepted myself that someone like, say, for you, would ask me how I've been.
Yeah,
I'd have gone, "Why are you asking me like that? Well, yeah. What's up, you bellend?" Like something like that. But now I know, like, because you know, I don't know if it's just me. I'm a selfish bloke. Like a lot of men are. I try not to be, but I'm now like understanding. It's taken me a long, long time, man. Like I would have never have known.
Yeah.
That like just sitting down and talking to someone. My wife 2 years ago, if she went, "Are you all right mentally?" I'd have been like, "Fuck off! What are you going on about? I'm fine."
Yeah.
But when I asked her, knowing that I've been through the stage where actually I'm not fine, I need to talk to someone. Just saying that to her, knowing that she'd actually open up and be like, "No, I'm not all right." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's helped her and helped me because I understand now and I'm picking up on things.
Yeah.
And you know, she said to me, she's like, "Thanks for asking." Like, genuinely, not like, "Oh, thanks for asking." She was like, "Thanks for asking. Like, I haven't been really down the last couple of days."
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, I'm going to, not because I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to be, you know, get some credit." Like, yeah, you know, how good was I for asking? But I was like, well, generally concerned. I was like, "Take your brothers away. You're all right."
Yeah.
And just that, you know, I just saw the light bulb kick off and it's another positive move. Like, she now knows that, like, I care. Like, no, obviously knows I care, but like, when things are, I can see things now, where instead of being like stuck in this bubble of Ben Wason and like, I'm the only person that matters. I can deal with my own problems and stuff like that. I'm trying to help her.
You wouldn't have, I don't think you'd have asked that question if you were in a good place mentally yourself and noticing your own, you know, where you're feeling down yourself, or you're feeling bad yourself, or you feel, as soon as you start addressing your own issues, then you start to be able to be like, actually, maybe Emily's got something that she's bothered about.
But this is like, what I'm trying to learn, like what I've been learning is like everyone's different. Like I was the bloke that in the pub, loudest, everyone be like, "Fucking hell, Ben's the life and soul of the party" and stuff like that. You know, because I'm a wicked bloke.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Wicked. Yeah.
And but Emily's not the sort, she's not that out, you know, she's outgoing girl, but she's not the sort of person to be in like laughy. People just assume nothing was wrong with me because how I react. It was all a front, but it's still who I am. But like, it was like masking what was going on. Where Emily, like, it shows a lot, obviously, like, it shows that she was down about something.
Yeah.
Where me, I'd have just flipped on its head, but like, "No, fuck off, everyone's fine."
Yeah.
And like, recognizing that for me is another fucking tick in the box. Like, I understand now that, but it's like we said, the ask your mate twice.
Yeah.
Absolute brilliant thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But sometimes we've so focused on that nowadays that we forget to ask our people who are closest to us. And I think they're the ones that get missed the most because you're with them every single day. Like, you know, when you lose weight, nobody really notices. The person who you live with doesn't really notice it.
Yeah, because see it every day.
See it every day. But the people who are, you know, like you see once a month.
Like your gynecologist.
They'll comment on it and go, "You've lost a bit of timber."
Yeah.
So it's the
flaps are getting skinnier.
Yeah. Whereas I think it's the same thing with like mental health.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, is it?
No.
If you're struggling with something, nothing to be ashamed of. And a lot of men, especially like, you know, a lot of blokes have this armor up, or, you know, this front up.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with, you know, having chink in your armor and seeking help to sort it out. You know, it's good to see you again, though, Matt. You know, soon it'll be better. We'll get together and get the YouTube video out there, do some more challenges. Just want to say thanks for everyone to staying with us. And please like and subscribe. Please subscribe to our YouTube and on Spotify.
Been good to see you too, mate. I know it's been short and sweet, and we've covered a few little things about Christmas. But like you say, we've got loads more episodes coming out.
Mm.
And yeah, like and subscribe. Thanks for joining us.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.